This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Healthcare was a top issue in the November election. Voters let politicians know they want to keep protections for pre-existing conditions. Others wanted to expand coverage for more low-income residents. Chamaine Mills looks at whether the state's newly elected Democratic governor can deliver on these promises.
Carmen Ivanko had a potentially life-threatening health problem 2 years ago. At the time, the 56-year-old Madison resident didn't realize what was happening. She was having a heart attack.
I just had this weird stomach ache all day that was just annoying. And I ended up going in and, you know, like maybe it was an ulcer or something like that. I almost didn't go because I wasn't sure about the status of my health care at the time.
In the end, it all worked out. Medicaid, known as Badger Care in Wisconsin, paid for angioplasty to open up a blocked heart artery, along with physical rehab. But the single mom might lose benefits again when her last child leaves home, unless the state expands Medicaid. Right now, the program covers single adults up to the federal poverty level, a little over $12,000 a year. As a professional gardener for private clients, Ivanko's income fluctuates, and there's a chance she could make too much to receive Medicaid.
I'm terrified. Absolutely terrified. I can't go without health care, and I think most people shouldn't have to.
During the gubernatorial campaign and after his election, Tony Evers promised to do things differently. Republican Governor Scott Walker had rejected federal money to expand Medicaid. Evers would take it.
We can change how health care is delivered in the state of Wisconsin by taking that Medicaid money. That's absolutely important, and we'll do that.
That lawsuit to end the Affordable Care Act, Walker got the state in, Evers would get Wisconsin out and protect pre-existing conditions. And Evers recently indicated he could stop a Walker initiative to make the poor work for health care. Whether Evers can deliver remains to be seen. Donna Friedsam is Health Policy Programs Director at UW Population Health Institute.
No, I don't think things are clear-cut. I think, though, that it was a consequential change with a new governor taking office, and I think we will absolutely see certain changes be made, or at least significant efforts toward changes being made.
The question is whether that effort will matter. Republicans still hold large majorities in both houses of the legislature. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has dug in against Medicaid expansion. Appearing on WISN-TV, Voss said Medicaid pays doctors so poorly they have to jack up prices for other patients.
Why would I want to put more folks onto Badger Care, knowing that that would raise the private insurance rates?
Evers might have more leeway when it comes to changing Walker's Medicaid work requirements, says Robin Rudowitz. She's Associate Director for Medicaid and the Uninsured at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
The new governor-elect, even with that approval from CMS, could decide to not implement that provision.
But Evers could lose the power to make that change and others, depending on what the legislature passes in a lame duck session before Walker leaves office. The legislature could also block Evers and Democratic Attorney General-elect Josh Call from dropping the state's lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. Some remain hopeful that health changes will happen because many voters indicated that's what they want. Whatever lawmakers decide could affect people like Carmen Ivanko. The heart attack victim is now fully recovered and working, but she says she can't afford health care after paying for rent, food, and transportation.
I'm hopeful that we'll have some better things going on for Wisconsin in more than just health care situations with a different governor.
But how much change there will be could depend on politicians who didn't agree on much before the election and still don't. Chamaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.